If I can just add one thing, Mr. Chairman, that I think is important to understand. We've gotten a lot of questions on this. The board's intention is not to create two residential campuses in the state. Fairbanks is the residential campus, and what that means is that we intend to maintain between 35% and 50% of the full-time students with housing. In Anchorage, we're currently at 6%. This will bring us up to, I think, someplace around 12% or 13% of their total full-time students, and a little less than 5% of their total student body. Our intention is not to turn Anchorage into a residential campus, but the pressure is so great right now in Anchorage. We have programs that are only offered in Anchorage, and we have students from all over the state that are coming into that community with inadequate housing, particularly for young college students to try to find housing in the health sciences area and social work and many of the vocational programs, that we just simply feel we must get some housing up in that community right now. But I want to reiterate, because it has come up a lot, that we're not planning to try to create a second residential site in the state.
I can appreciate it, Mr. Chairman. It's sort of like finding housing here. Difficult.
We're going to have to go to the session. We'll keep this bill before us. I'd like an answer on the arbitrage question and anything else. Let me come back to it. Senator Frank, a couple more questions just for the next time. Just curious what kind of interest rates you have to pay and that sort of thing. And you, I think you've explained the $1 million in cash that's coming from the, and the other $3 million, I guess I didn't quite understand that. Why you've got them separated, the $1 million, I understand.
Talk to what?
And is it a level term payment, level payment term, or is it something else?
Yes, it is level term.
My point is, this just makes me mad.
The $3 million, I can answer that right now. The $3 million, the reason it's separate is because the chancellor feels that he has commitments from local communities and corporations to raise $3 million to support housing in Anchorage.
So this would be another cash type thing?
Yes.
We'll come back and conclude the rest of the questions.
It appears that it says finance, debt service.
They are financing the $3 million, which is
with a separate stream of cash flow. That it's not going to be cash then.
Well, hopefully it's cash, but they're financing the $3 million through AHFC.
Okay, we'll come back to this bill. We are adjourned. The intent isn't to...